with West Plains Zizzers head coach Brock Konecny. Good morning.
Good morning.
How we doing, man?
Doing good. It's beautiful weather.
Oh, doesn't it feel? It's, well,
it was
beautiful weather.
little warmer, but still beautiful weather.
Oh yeah, it's all good. We've got another Friday night of football. Now I'll just start with this. There's going to be several water breaks.
Yeah.
In tonight's game, just because of the heat, folks, it is going to be crazy hot. Dress accordingly, and you kids out there, football players listening, ease up on soda pop this morning. I would just completely stay away from it. H2O water. But now there's a new Gatorade that's supposed to be, like, fantastic. What is that stuff?
There's a lot of hydration products.
What do you like? Now.
Gatorade.
I like the old... And I know it's probably not the best because it's sugar, but just the old lime green Gatorade.
Yeah. You know, there's no substitute for water, but there are a lot of hydration products out there and stuff that do work.
Yeah. I just, congratulations last week. Take us through that game.
Yeah. Traveled to Springfield. Came out, played pretty good for the most part. Did make some mistakes. We had a lot of penalties, which is kind of it's not us. We try to play pretty penalty free. The game before we'd had 5 penalties. You know, small. You know, a couple holdings. This week we had 10 for almost 80 yards. And those penalties always seem to come on that third down.
Oh, man.
You know,
yeah.
You really don't want them. And put us behind the chains a lot, you know, and made our life rough. But, you know, it's early in the season, and we can learn from it, learn from our mistakes, and make us better going down the road.
Yeah, that's the thing with, there's good penalties. You know, I think there's good penalties, you
absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely.
Especially in high school, you know, because it's not a spot foul on a pass interference. If you're a safety cornerback and you know you're beat, there's nothing else to do and it's a tight game, tackling.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know if coaches coach that, but...
they might.
but you know, and then there's aggressive penalties, but then there's those, you know, like you were saying, it you know, you're looking at 3rd and 2, 3rd and 1, and then a false start or, you know, illegal formation.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden you're looking at 3rd and 6, 3rd and 7.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you got to stay focused. Got to stay focused and do the little things, because those little things turn into big things.
So, who stood out in last week's game for you?
Well, our line played well. You know, we rushed for a lot of yards. Jackson Taylor had a big night running the ball. Warren Lawson had a big night running the ball. Whenever we really needed to bear down and get some things done, we could really lean on our running game. And, our offensive line, I thought, played really well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got off the ball well. They blocked well, passing, running. They just did a nice job last week. You know, a lot of times the offensive line, the young sun heroes, they don't get as much credit as they deserve. But last week, I felt like they did a very good job.
And you know, man, that line stepping up is huge. I mean, when you can win it on the O-line and the defensive line, the line of scrimmage, I will always believe, I you know, having a great quarterback, having a great running back, having receivers, all that, yes. But if you win at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, I think more times than not, you're going to have a W when it's over.
Yeah, usually the team that wins the line of scrimmage has the best chance to win. The line of scrimmage usually dictates how the game is going to go.
So tonight, home game, which that's always fantastic to be at home. And it's Ozark Mountain Conference matchup with not Parkview, but Hillcrest. Hillcrest. And they're the Hornets, right? Hillcrest, yes. Hornets. What are you seeing out of them?
They have a really good line of scrimmage. They have some big guys up front, and they're aggressive. They block well, get off the ball well. They do have a good quarterback and running back. Very fast. Speed is their friend. They can run. They like to run the option game. They do pass the ball well, but that running game is, that's their bread and butter.
That been kind of your focus and practice on, you know, when you're working with the defensive unit, really shoring that up?
Yeah. Every week, I've always felt like, from a defensive standpoint, you have to stop the run. If you don't stop the run, nothing else is going to fall in place. It's going to make it for a long night,
because mm-hmm.
it keeps you reaching for straws.
Well, and then you got to cheat. You got to maybe move.
You do.
And then a really good offensive coach goes, all right, when he moves this guy over.
Yeah. Option game makes you honest. You have to play assignment football. So we've been focusing, you know, on who has quarterback, who has dive, who has pitch, working on that. Just shoring up our line of scrimmage. Make it as rough on them as we can.
Have you had a D lineman lead the team in tackling this so far? I mean, it's just two games in.
Yeah,
but
no. Our D line is good.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a good job. They get off the ball, and they've been right up there to the top both weeks. But our linebackers have led us to this point. As they should, just to be honest. Those defensive linemen, they draw a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
Nine times out of ten, and they'll attest to this, they're going to draw a double team. Nine out of ten plays, mm-hmm. they're getting double teamed. Because if you don't double team them, they are going to be making a tackle or be in somebody's face. One-on-one, they're going to win 9 out of 10.
Well, you know, we've been around the high school football fields for a good number of years, and I've picked your brain so much and watched you. And I know that, you know, in running games, you like that run blitz.
Yeah.
But everybody's got to know where they're supposed to be, don't they, for that to work?
You have to be gap responsible. And we're a gap responsible team. We do blitz a lot. We're probably one of the heaviest blitz teams in the area. But we're also responsible for a certain gap.
Mm-hmm.
We run the gaps, then we have our keys. Our linebackers, you know, new linebacking core this year, well, pretty much everything's new this year,
be
honest with you.
Right.
These guys, this is the third year to be running this system. I say two and a half. But this group, you know, one defensive lineman started last year. One linebacker started last year.
You got a new safety.
I have a whole new secondary.
Yeah.
New safety, new corners.
Is your safety still kind of your general on the...
The middle linebacker and the safety. Safety runs all coverages. And the middle linebacker calls all the fronts and stunts.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two quarterbacks on our defense.
Well, and now, I mean, there's nothing like real games. You know, tuning. When it comes to, I think, you know, when it comes to fine-tuning your defense, you can do it in practice and you can run things, you know, your scout team and all that, but it's the real games, because how you know, Coach Ackland would say, you know, the sudden change and just, you know, it's different when there's a little more resistance and how your gap may change a little bit. You know, it's not like, well, coach, in practice, that's where, you know, it's a game. You know, identifying that, I say it all the time, reacting instead of thinking, getting a little closer to that now. I mean, you know, 2-3 weeks in, you know.
I just, you know, the big thing with our defense is everybody being on the same page, knowing where your help is. So as the season goes on, the players are going to start to think more like myself.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to know whenever it's second down and 7, what we like to do. Third down and 2, this is what we like to do. If you motion, this is what we like to do. If you get into this certain set, this is what we like to do. And once everybody starts to get on that same page and understand what we're trying to accomplish and how we can accomplish it, at that point, the speed will go way up.
Well, that and then breaking down opponents when you set with your defense and watching film, things click, you know, they're like, I got, you know, I mean, they'll start barking out what you're thinking in film study.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's kind of when you're like, okay, we're starting to roll now.
Yeah. Yeah. Whenever we go, you know, on Mondays, we're watching film and we're breaking it down and we're looking at their tendencies, their formations, because all offensive coaches have tendencies, mm-hmm. just like defensive have tendencies. A lot of times the team makes a decision on an automatic check. Mm-hmm. It's not always me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
as long as they're comfortable and we're sound, I'm all for it.
Yeah,
because
I mean...
This, you know... I often tell our kids, I am the head coach, but it's your team.